And when your father did clear the land, did he do it all himself?
Yes, with the aid of a couple of horses, stumping machines. He used to blow used to cut the trees down and sell them to the logging people. The logging camp used to come and take them after they were cut down. They'd pay for them. And then the stumps were blown up with dynamite and pulled up with a stumping machine, the roots, pulled by a horse. Horse on a windlass, a cable set in the ground and anchored to trees, cable with cables so they wouldn't move. And then there was an arm on it, you hitch the team to it, and it would go round and round and round, pulling a cable through pulleys. See, two or three different pulleys, and pull the stumps out. You'd split the stump with dynamite, usually split into about three or four pieces, loose in the ground, but the roots were still there and they had to be hauled out. And then this stumping machine would be hitched to them on a cable, and the horses would walk round and round, winding it up like a windlass on a ship, and gradually pull the stump out.
How did you put the dynamite into the stump?
Just make a hole down through it with an auger, put sticks of dynamite in, down in through the hole, and split them with dynamite sticks. And you would generally split them in about three or four pieces. And then you'd have to pull them, they'd be sticking up in there with roots down in, you see, and they'd have to be dragged out. Sometimes you'd have to cut the roots again and then dig them out separately.
What did you do with the holes that were left? Were they filled in?
Yeah, off just filled all in, yes. Filled in with the rubbish, one thing and another. And the topsoil put back over.
Was it good topsoil down in Britain?
Yeah. You generally have to blow them out of the hard pan or down, right down in the ground, you see. And then to get the trees down, you either had to have two men with a saw, a cross-cut saw, one on each side, you know, or you could burn them down. And we used to burn them down by boring a hole, horizontal, straight into the tree from the center to the center, a hole about that big. Then you used a hole above that, slanting down to it into the middle. And you used to leave the tree that way for several days, and the pitch inside the tree would accumulate in the hole, and you would put a hot coal down in it. Just take a red hot coal and shove it down there with a stick. And leave it, and it would gradually burn a hole into the middle of the tree, gradually burn it out till the tree toppled.
And this would be the process for big trees?
Yeah, big trees, right through to the middle, two holes. One hole for air space, for air. You could put a pair of bellows on and blow them a bit, and you just put a hot coal down in until it caught onto the gum inside the tree. And then sometimes it would take two or three days before it would be noticeable. But if it gradually get bigger and bigger and bigger and burn the center of the tree out, then it would topple. That's if you didn't want the labor of cutting them down. It was a lot of work.
What sort of trees were they mostly?
Fir, hemlock, cedar, maple. Big maple trees, big fir trees, cedar, hemlocks. The hemlocks were the last to use because they were hard to get rid of. They wouldn't burn nicely. You had to use other fuel to burn them. Fir was all right, the cedar was all right. But the cedar was always, they didn't destroy it, it was used for building purposes, making sidewalks and fences and all that.
Was there a mill near your house?
A what?
Was there a sawmill?
No, well, latterly there was. Latterly, two sawmills came. One on Burnham Lake and one on Deer Lake. You've heard of Doran's Mill?
Yes.
They came. And Piper's Mill on the other lake. They were there. Just small mills, you know.
Your father built his own house?
Yes.
Where did he get the lumber for that?
Westminster.
And did he have to go and pick it up himself?
No, I think it was delivered. The odds and ends he would pick up, but the majority of it would be delivered. Horse wagons.